Hello, Power Achievers. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. When it comes to looking back over the past year to assess what you're most proud of or what you regret, be sure to take a moment to take a look at you. What was your mindset? Where's your mindset today? Tune in and find out some of the things that you want to pay attention to so that you can set some very powerful goals as we go into 2020. At some point, you're either rebuilding, transitioning, or figuring out how to level up in life. No matter where you are in life, success begins in the present moment. It's all about developing you and designing your life today. The exciting news is you can start where you are and you can win bigger than ever by deciding to build your ultimate dream life and fund your dream life by building your dream business. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that brings you the truth about what it takes to achieve. We discuss both the science and art behind becoming successful at achieving your life and business goals. I'm your host, goal achievement strategist, author, and business coach, Pat Counsell. This is the podcast where you get strategies, you'll get some education, you'll get ideas, and most importantly, you'll get inspired to get results. It's time to open your mind and get ready to release the power of your magnificent mindset. This is how we do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. Once again, you are listening to Goal Achievement Strategist and Business Coach Pat Counsell. And this is Wonderful Wednesday. Today, we're going to talk about taking a look at yourself, looking at you. Where is your mindset? Or I should say, where was your mindset? On Monday, we talked about reflecting on the past 12 months, even though it hasn't been a full 12 months, but just reflecting on the past year. What are the things you're most proud of? What do you regret? What lessons did you learn over the past 12 months? So when you stop and think about the lessons that you've learned over the past 12 months, or some of the things that you are proud of and the things that you most regret, you don't look at the things that you regret just so you can stay there and pine over it and wish you had and whine and just continue to look back. Sometimes it's easier to look back than it is to make the decision that you're going to move forward and you're going to do better the next day or next time or next minute of your life. But, you know, it's really important on this wonderful Wednesday, which is all about taking a look at you, dealing with you. It's important that when you look back over this past year and you think about the things that you're most proud of as it relates to your business, it is also important that you think about the things that you're most proud of as it relates to you, the person. What's going on inside you? Where was your mindset and where is your mindset today? Sometimes as we get to the end of the year, you know, I get to hear a lot of people say, oh man, I can't wait for 2020 to get here. I can't wait for the next year to come. Understand this. This is early in November. So it's like the beginning, the first week, if you will, of November, the first official week, if you will, of November. And so look, 2020 is going to come. I mean, if the sun keeps coming up, 2020 will be here soon enough. But power is in the present moment. So it's important that you not jump forward into the future to the point where you overlook what's going on today. What's going on with you now? Because here's the thing. If you skip forward, sometimes we want to rush things and say, wow, I can't wait for this year to be over because we don't want to deal with the things that happened to us and things that are happening to us like in 2019 or kind of in the present moment. We want to skip over those things. But understand this. If you don't take a look at those things, if you don't fully look at yourself and get an understanding of the things that you're going through or the things that you allowed to happen in your life and the things that you actually allowed not to happen. In other words, sometimes we don't get the wealth that we want. We don't achieve the goals that we wanted to achieve because we actually rejected it. And I know some of you listening to this may say, are you kidding me? Why would I reject not making more money? Why would I reject my own wealth? Well, if we're not accustomed to it, if you didn't grow up with that, and if someone put something in your head when you were little that gives you a whole bunch of silly rules designed to keep you in a box, then yeah, you will reject your highest and best life. So I encourage you on this wonderful Wednesday to take a look at you. This is not about beating yourself up. I say that on the show often because I can't stress that enough. You know, taking a look at you and seeing where growth needs to take place, it's not about beating yourself up. It's about acknowledging where you need to open up and learn something new. And acknowledge that you need to learn something new. We live in a society today where the ego is super prevalent. People get offended for every little thing. And unfortunately, because we get offended so easily, that actually stops our progress. It stops our wealth. It stops us from receiving the best. Because at that point in time, you're putting out a kind of energy and thought process that's not good. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't acknowledge when you're being disrespected, but it does mean that being offended and being angry all the time and having an attitude all the time or being afraid to achieve anything that prevents you from getting the goal or achieving the goals that you want and living your highest and best life, you want to make yourself aware of it. So let's take the rest of this week, which is, you know, Thursday and Friday is coming up. Take the rest of the week and really ask yourself this question: where did I hold myself back? Where did I stop my own progress? How did I stop my own progress? What things could I have done better? Now, when you look at the things that you're most proud of, yes, take a moment to actually be excited about those things. Take a moment to actually reward yourself in the sense that you are patting yourself on the back. You are honoring you. That's another thing. Sometimes when throughout the year, whenever we did something great or we had a win or we achieved even a goal on a small level, we minimized it by saying, oh, this old thing, oh, I didn't do much. Oh, I could have done better. No, you want to actually take a moment to bask in the glory of the achievements that you accomplished this year. Whatever you achieve this year, you know, be excited about it, be proud of it, and really embrace it, because that's how we grow to the next level. When we can realize that we've learned something new, when we've done something great, when we've done something we've never done before, even if we did it on a very small scale and we got some semblance of results, when you can actually applaud yourself for that and really let your self-esteem shine through when it comes to that, and your confidence, it's going to grow. You're going to do more. You're going to have more, do more, and ultimately you're going to become that person that you see in your mind, the person that you've always wanted to be, not the person that your parents put in your head. I don't know why parents do that. This is not a part of the show, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Why do parents do that? Parents get to live their lives the way they want, and then they start to tell their children, this is where you're going to go to college. This is what you're going to major in. This is how you're going to be. Are you kidding me? So the point that I'm making is you get to make the decision because we're all grown up now. So is that one of my old wounds coming back? No, not really. Okay, kind of, sort of. But anyway, the point is that you want to take a look at you and really kind of look at you today and see how far you've come over the last, say, 11 plus months. Really be honest about that. And once again, you want to take the time to write that down. And any little mistake, and to me, mistakes are nothing more than life lessons. Okay, this is life saying you got on this road. It was not the road you needed to be on, but here's another road. So you can actually get on that road. And now you're doing it right. And this is going to allow you to fully express your life. Everything that you do should be all about you fully expressing your life. So where's your mindset when it comes to, as we get towards the end of the year? Are you wishing that the year would be over? Are you talking about how awful the year was? Are you whining about every little thing that went wrong this year? Understand this, that kind of energy will not take you where you want to go. Now, I have to throw a caveat in at this point. The other side to that is we don't walk around with this Pollyannish idea or thought or feeling or way of being and saying, oh, this year was so perfect, because we don't want to acknowledge things that didn't quite work out. No, it's about you acknowledging what didn't work out. It's about acknowledging what you regret doing or not having done, but it's not about you staying there. You don't have to go out and tell five or six people. So it is important that you take that quiet time and really take a look at you. And then you can make a decision that, wait a minute, I'm going to do more and be more. Why? Because I want to have more. I want to fully express my life. And if you live in that world where you think, well, you know, I should be satisfied with, I'm so grateful for what I have and I'm satisfied with where I am. And you know, you're not. Okay, stop that. It's so not cute. So as you start to make your goals and put your goals together for 2020, open up and you know what? Think as big as you can possibly think and let the actual authentic goal flow through. So this week, I'm sticking kind of with that theme of looking back. Okay, normally, I always talk about powers in the present moment. I talk about the fact that we don't need to look back. But yeah, when it comes to assessing where you are today, if you didn't reach your goals, yeah, either way, even if you did, you still need to look back and see what you did well, because now you can build on that. And then if you didn't do it well, guess what? Now you can make some corrections, get the information that you need to get, take the classes and attend the workshops and conferences where you can learn something, connect with the right people, connect with mentors. You can even connect with mentors online today. So you don't have an excuse for getting to where it is you want to be. You don't have an excuse for growing. You don't have an excuse for achieving, except that you refuse to take a look at you. Now, when it comes to taking a look at you, the last thing I'm going to say about that as we start to wrap up, I'm keeping the shows very short this month, because I think, you know, when I'm done talking, you can spend that extra time kind of reflecting on what I said and allowing it to, let's say, make an impact on you in that you decide that you're going to take control by really being honest with you. You're going to look in the mirror and say, this is who I am. Here's another caveat. When you look in the mirror and say, this is who I am, don't say anything negative about yourself. You are amazing. You're magnificent. You're wonderful. You're here to do life with power. So it's not about the fact, once again, that you're not acknowledging where you need to to do better in order to get what you want. It's not about that. It's about not beating yourself up. It's about seeing how amazing you are. In order to get to something more amazing, you have to first begin to even understand and see amazing. So stay away from beating yourself up. Just acknowledge where growth needs to take place. So the last thing that I wanted to share with you is about mindset. You know, people talk a lot about mindset, and I think what we've come to believe mindset to be is where we're always thinking positive. We're always looking at the sunny side of life. You know, mindset is a power. It's a kind of power that we all possess, and how we choose to use it is up to us. In other words, we can use our minds to imagine our best life, or we can use our minds to imagine doom and gloom. So no matter how you slice this, you want to take a look at where your mindset is. Is your mindset on the side of being more powerful to the point where you're on that path to doing life with power? Or is your mindset on the side of feeling weak, acting weak, being weak, and turning your life over to someone else? Okay, normally I would pick on the politicians at this point, but I'm not going, okay, yeah, I can't resist it. I have to. You turn your life over to the politicians. And I have to say this, they're people just like you. They're humans just like you. They're fallible just like you. But I will say this, most of them are richer than all of us, only because they're getting richer. So I'll just leave it there, because I could go on for another 15 minutes on that, but I won't, because this is not a political show. But, and I'm not really picking on the politicians, but what I'm using them to illustrate that a lot of times we think that all our problems are going to be solved politically. No, every single challenge and issue that you're going to have in your life is going to be solved at kind of what I call ground level. foundational level, meaning it starts with your mindset, the people that you choose to surround yourself with, the people that you connect to so that you can move up, the conferences, the workshops, the courses, everything that you do, the books that you read, the actions that you take when you first wake up in the morning. These things will determine whether you're going to get on that path to success, not whether the economy is going to thrive. When we thrive, our economy thrives. Okay, so the economy is, for all intents and purposes, an inanimate object. It is live people that either makes the economy fly or not fly. So keep that in mind before you turn your life over to something that isn't real, or I should say something that is not necessarily live, except given life to by humans. So you have a lot of power. And as you set your 2020 goals, pay attention to your mindset. Okay, don't play the weak game. Play the strong game. You're stronger than you know. You're stronger than you've given yourself credit for. So if you did not reach your goals, it could mean one of two things. That perhaps it's not an authentic goal and you weren't really serious about it, or you were super serious about it and excited about it, but you didn't learn the things that you needed to know. All right, a third thing. And you did know what to do, but you just didn't do it. I didn't want to say that part. That probably stung a bit, right? But anyway, with that being said, you guys, that's all I have for you for this kind of for Wonderful Wednesday, not necessarily for this week, but for Wonderful Wednesday. So take a look at you, take some time, take a look at you and really assess what mindset did you have throughout the entire year? Were you afraid to go for your goals? Were you, did you hold back? Did you come up with excuses for not achieving? You have to be very honest with yourself. Once again, it's not about beating yourself up. This is about self-correcting. When you see where you've done some things that you perhaps shouldn't have done, simply self-correct. Say you're sorry to you. Promise yourself you won't do it again. Get on the right track. And before you know it, you'll be doing life with power. I think that's all I have today. We're going to keep these coming for this month because I at least want you guys to establish a good, strong foundation. By the way, anyone in Jacksonville who's listening to this or near Jacksonville, I am doing a goal setting and goal achievement workshop. And we'll have the details on my website pretty soon here because I'm actually doing it through SCORE. And so I'm just waiting on confirmation on the dates. They ask me which dates would I be willing to do this. I've sent them my answer. Once I get that confirmation, then it'll be on the website and I'll bring you more details. And if you're in the area, you want to stop by and really, you know, you have to RSVP for this, by the way, but you want to stop by and hang out with me a little bit because I give some really great information. I make it very authentic and it's tailored to you based on your questions and, of course, based on the information that I'm going to share. We have a great time, too. Okay, you guys, that's it for real. Listen, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power.